Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Gratitude Gems Meditation Series, March, Week 1. The mantra was aquamarine, and today is awareness. So if you can do so safely, sit back, relax, gently close your eyes, settle into this time of meditation, deeper communion with your soul. Allow a wave of relaxation to flow over your body from head to toe, relaxing your head, your neck and shoulders, feeling your shoulders slowly drift down from your ears, relaxing. Allow the relaxation to continue down your arms, past your elbows, finding your hands relaxing comfortably in your lap. Yes, continuing to relax your torso, your chest, your abdomen. Relaxing your breathing to a slow, relaxed breathing rate. Relaxing your heart rate to a relaxed heart rate. Continuing to allow the relaxation through your lower back, your hips, your pelvis. Allowing the relaxation to continue down your legs, through your knees, lower legs, and relaxing your feet as they rest comfortably flat on the floor. Feeling your body relaxed in this moment, settling in your chair. With your back straight and your head up. Allow the relaxation to relax your mind. Letting go of thoughts that arise. Allowing them to pass by. Knowing you can always return to them after this time of meditation. Allow this to be your time, and the time for everyone else will be shortly. Being grateful for taking time out for yourself, for your own growth, for your own peace of mind, for your own best interests. So bring to mind someone or something in which you are grateful for, an event, a special person, and bring this object of your gratitude down into your heart center. Feel your heart grow and expand with gratitude. Perhaps it brings a smile onto your face. Yes, allowing that gratitude to grow and expand, filling your body with every beat of your heart, radiating through all the fibers and tissues of your body, feeling your fingers and toes tingle with a loving, radiant grateful energy, knowing that as you radiate out gratitude, you affect the world around you, those you meet, and everything about you becomes grateful and attracts back to you more things, objects, events, people to be grateful for. Yes, knowing and feeling the powerful gratitude radiator you are. Grateful, loving, present in this moment. As we become aware of your body, feeling completely relaxed, scan your body now for any areas of discomfort. Your lower back, your teeth, your hands, your feet. Become aware now of your body's messages. What is it telling you? Are you feeling lethargic? Perhaps it's telling you to exercise more. Utilize the muscles. Are you feeling tired? Perhaps you need more sleep, more than you need another cup of coffee. Is your body feeling sluggish? Perhaps it is craving healthy, wholesome food. Is your body feeling dry, dehydrated? Perhaps it's asking for more fresh, clean, healthy water. Our body is sending us signals all the time. When we become aware of them and act upon them, we nourish and enrich our body, our vehicle for moving through this lifetime, maintain and take care of it, for it's the only one you have. Let's focus our awareness on our body temple through a moment of silence. Yes, awareness, becoming aware of your mind. Through this time of meditation, we are allowing our mind to rest, to relax, letting all those thoughts, the to-do lists, float by like a passing cloud. Yet later on, let's become aware of our thinking. What are our thoughts? Are they pleasant thoughts? Are they grateful thoughts? Or are they angry thoughts? Unpleasant thoughts? Do these thoughts serve our best and highest good? Are these thoughts enriching others' lives? Know that every thought is like a prayer. Within every thought is the seed of its creation. All creation begins with a thought. So what are you thinking? What are you creating? If you don't like what is being created or manifesting in your life, become aware of your thoughts and your thinking that might hold the key to how you are creating. When you think about your goals, that in which you want to achieve, are you thinking positive, enriching thoughts? Are you being proactive with your achievement, feeding it with positive affirmations and positive thinking? Allow your awareness of your thoughts to direct your life, your relationships. Are you thinking pleasant thoughts about those around you? Uplifting thoughts. Thoughts of encouragement, thoughts of praise, thoughts of gratitude, thoughts of love. Enrich your life by enriching your thoughts. So let's focus a moment on our mental awareness, our mental thinking, our mental capacities, through a moment of silence. Yes, being grateful for our mental capacity, being grateful for our positive mind and thinking. So let us focus now, become aware of our spirit. Let us pay attention and be aware of that still, small voice within. What gems of guidance is that voice trying to tell us? Are we open to hearing and following its advice? Do we tune in? Become aware of those spiritual nudges to go to church, to feed our soul, to read the good book, to reach out and help someone else. When we become aware of our spirit, we grow spiritually, enriching our lives through conscious contact and awareness of the spirit within. How do you nourish your spirit? How do you feed your soul? Through your meditation practice, you go deeper and deeper to contact, to connect with, to be one with your soul. Through your meditation practice, you become a clear channel for the still small voice, for the guidance, for the direction in life. As you increase your awareness, your blessings flow to you with ease and grace. As you act upon your guidance, your life is richly blessed, and you become a blessing to others. Your awareness of your spirit allows you to become the hands and feet of God working through you. As you, by you, to effect greater change in your world. Throughout your day, tune in, become aware of your soul, of its urgings, of the still small voice guiding you. Turn left, say hello, smile, reach out. When we become aware of our mind, body, and spirit, we see beyond the fog of the busyness of life, the fog and distractions of the ego, and we can become clear and centered on purpose, on point, for our tasks at hand will be divinely guided as we are aware of our presence, of how we behave, and how we show up for our lives. So let's become more aware of our spirit as we go deeper and deeper in a moment of silence. Yes, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your loving presence in our lives. The loving presence that guides us and directs us as we are aware and we listen and follow that still, small voice. As we are aware of your life force energy that animates our body, we are grateful for our mental capacity to think pleasant, grateful, loving thoughts, to create and manifest enriching aspects of our lives through our power of thought, through awareness. We enrich our lives as we pay attention and follow that which serves us and let go of that which does not serve us or others. For our awareness of your loving presence in our lives, we say thank you, God, and amen. As we are aware of the blessing that meditation is in our lives, we are grateful for taking this time to enrich our mind, body, and spirit. As we are aware of each aspect of our life, as we begin to close this time of meditation, we know that all the blessings of awareness are there for our taking. We simply return back into our heart center and become aware. So let us collect all those blessings and bring them back with us as we become more and more awake, alert, alive, and enthusiastic. Gently climbing the stairs, coming higher and higher, up from the depths of meditation, being grateful for the time, for the communion with our soul, knowing that as we approach our day today, we will greet it with a smile on our face and love and gratitude on our heart. So when you are ready, gently open your eyes. Smile on your face and love on your heart. I'm grateful for sharing this time with you this morning or whenever you are listening. Please visit our website at believeingratitude.net for more inspiration on gratitude. Visit our website, The Achievement Process, achievementprocess.com, for our online course to achieve your heart's desires. Like us on Facebook at The Grateful Universe and The Achievement Process to get inspiration for creative ways to have a grateful day and how to achieve your heart's desires. So throughout your day, express your gratitude. Attract more gratitude back to you. Know and be aware of your heart's desires and take steps to achieve them. And as Bodhi the Big Dog says, live no matter what size you are. Thank you, and have a grateful day.